B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
On Friday, we went back to the NFC Championship game, which felt like another lifetime. But today, we go back barely over a year. January 21st, 2019. It was a Monday night. Sixers, Rockets. Tom McGinnis on the call right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. There are a lot of moments from this game, and it came from a very different source. Not Ben Simmons, not just Joel Embiid, but how about Corey Brewer, who had just signed a 10-day contract. It was his first game, and all of a sudden he's starting lineup that night against the Rockets, and he got called on to start the scoring early.
Ben Simmons, Sixers with numbers. Simmons weaving, goes down to Corey Brewer, and a layup. Ben Simmons wheeling and dealing and getting to the foul line and delivering down low right to Brewer. Brewer driving on Harden, spins around him and puts it up in. Take that, bearded one. Nice play by Corey Brewer, and the Sixers lead by two.
Take that, bearded one.
I miss him.
Yeah, I miss Tom McGinnis. Yeah. Do you miss these two guys, or at least the one guy? Because these guys scored early, too. How about Jonah Bolden?
Don't miss him at all.
And T.J. McConnell.
Ben with it against Tucker. Baseline cut by T.J. And McConnell puts it up and in. You got to respect T.J. McConnell. He presses up on Harden. Harden bangs it. Bolden, Jonah blocks him again. And James Harden denied from down under. Here comes Wilson Chandler, back screen by Ben, layup by Chandler, he cracked James in his good hard screen, like back in the day, a head-hunting screen, he got him.
That was awesome. He cracked James in his head-hunting screen, like back in the day. That's pretty good.
James Ennis of the Houston Rockets at
that
point.
Right.
Before they traded the second-round pick for him.
All right, how about this guy? He came here for a brief moment, was part of the future. A gem unearthed by the Sixers, who could shoot from the outside out of Wichita State. A shocker! Landry Shamet.
In the lane, Ben, jump hook, no good. Bolden keeps alive. Jonah Bolden with a rebound. Back out top, Shamet fakes. Around one man, shoots out top. Three ball, line, drive, triple by the Rook is good. Landry Shamet, shocker.
About that, Shamet.
How perfect would he have been for this
Shamet.
Team?
Yeah.
Now you don't get the bias, but how perfect would he be for this team?
Yeah. Or would you have gotten Tobias too? Huh? Interesting. Of course, you might have to read that in a year from now. Of course, the story behind that trade. The Houston Rockets did have James Harden, who got hot early. I was keeping him in the game. The beard had 12 in the first quarter.
Jump hook off the glass. Too strong. Rebound to Nay. Ooh, he tangles with it to beat. Joel goes down. To Nay jumps over him. Outlets it to Harden. Harden on a drive into the lane. Gets free and lays it up. Got by Ben Simmons. Brewer was there. Harden turns on the Jets and puts it in. Here's Harden on a drive. Harden bangs into TJ. Blocked by Jonah Bolden. Harden gets it back. Puts it up and in. Harden 1-1 with Furkan. Step back three ball by Harden is good. All net. Oh, he starts talking to the crowd a little bit. James Harden with a dozen already.
I hate the beard. Hate him, Jonas.
I can't imagine. Guarded by Furkan. Ugh, cork mazzled Harden. What kind of matchup is that?
I know. You know what, though? The big man started to flex. And he also has 12 in the first quarter. Including this bucket right here.
Sixers ball up by two. 1 minute to go in the opening quarter. They feed Joel. Deep post up. Goes in up on Ennis. And he makes it. Goes right over James Ennis. They got to get Nene back in the game. And Joel Embiid now with 12 points. And I believe he has six in a row for the Sixers. It's 28-24.
Yeah. They played great defense that night. Tenacious defense. The type of defense that we wanted to see this season. The type of bully ball against the Rockets. And Jonah Bully Bolden. missing here.
James Harden leaning over the right-hand dribble, crosses him over into the lane, tries to draw the foul, does not, and then missed the shot. Got it back. He's blocked by Bolden for the third time. Ben Simmons into the lane, right by Gordon, layup good, and Ben Simmons runs right over the Rockets. Oh, man, what a play by Simmons.
What a play by Ben. But it started with the third block from Bolden. Another run out for the Sixers. This time, it's Embiid with the great defense. Outlet to Simmons and to this man who I think Brett Brown misses the most.
And Joel with a long down court feed to Ben. Over to JJ. Three in the air. It's up and good. JJ Redick rocks the house. The Sixers for three. Timeout Rockets. Wow, what a streak by Redick. And B with a touchdown pass. And now JJ Redick in the crowd firing up. The Sixers by 17.
I hate him.
Just the mention of JJ Redick gets Tunis on the mouse call.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. McGinnis mentions that the Sixers are up by 17, excuse me. And they're rocking. And the building's rocking. Rockets, of course, make a push.
Harden with a down low. Harden with a down low right against Corey Brewer. A one-time teammate backing with a left hand. Turns, tries to draw the foul. Flips it up and in. Harden gets the ball down the near sideline. The Rockets with it going left to right. 2.5 to go. Leaning over the right-hand dribble. Drives by Brewer. Reach in foul. Harden gets it, and they're going to count the layup. Harden gets it. Drives by everybody and hammers it in. 8 straight by the reigning MVP, James Harden. Turn the corner. They spread the floor so much that if he gets space, look out. And Harden with 27.
That's 27 in the first half. And the Rockets get it to double single digits. And now Harden continues to go off until the man of the evening, Corey Brewer, gets into Beard's head.
They go right to Harden against Corey Brewer. Jab step, step back three, long, no. Simmons tips it. Simmons fast it ahead, and Brewer's getting a slam. Corey Brewer gets the last laugh. Ha-ha! Puts it in. Two-hand jam. And now Brewer and Harden shoving one another, and we get a foul. No, it's on Harden, and the crowd loves it. And James Harden is stirring it up here in Philadelphia, baby. He might have picked the wrong city. Corey Brewer with a jab. He hangs on the rim. When he comes back, he immediately picks up Harden. And he's right in over, and Harden shoves him. And Corey Brewer bent down underneath them, and finally Harden reacts and pushes him out of the way. And that's now the third foul on Harden.
How about T-Mac laughing? He went, take that, Harden. And now, how about this? Harden's fuming, right? He's turning red, rocket red. And he tries to make an impact to close out the first half. But he is denied.
They go to Embiid, which is a pretty good option. Off to Redick. JJ dribbles. And he bat-headed lost. And he turns it over. Harden with the ball. 8 seconds to go. Harden sidesteps him in. And Embiid blocks his shot. Joel Embiid. Oh, and he talks a little trash. Here come the Sixers. 2 seconds. Redick to Brewer. Will he get it off? Yes. Will it go? No. Wow, a roar here in Philadelphia. And Mike D'Antoni is all over Leroy Richardson, stomping mad here in the half. Harden had a word with him as well. Embiid, you can tell on the run out, he was marking Harden, tracking him.
Wow, swat, swat. that's why. Party. That was awesome. And again, continued as Embiid continued to dominate. How about this second half now? Going right back at it.
And now it's Harden guarding Embiid. Joel wants him one-on-one. Backing down. Harden's got three fouls. Bangs into him. Joel turns into a double team. Puts it up good. And a foul on Houston. And Joel Embiid picking up right where he left off.
All right. It continues. The Sixers start to go on a nice run. Here's Ben getting involved.
Simmons throws it away, trying to go to Embiid. He slipped, and it goes to Tucker. But Ben steals it right back and drives on Harden into the lane. Around him, Harden with a foul, and Simmons with a layup. That's four on Harden. And Ben Simmons with a pick, a drive, and a foul.
All right. The man, though, was Corey Brewer. He finished with 11 points in 33 minutes. He was a plus, get this, 28 for the Sixers, including this bucket right here.
Sixers go to Brewer. Brewer drives on Harden. Harden, ole, baby, had a back off. He didn't want his fifth foul, and his old teammate, Corey Brewer, cruises in with a layup. 77-52.
77-52 over the Rockets. Wow, Corey Brewer. Now, just when you thought maybe the Rockets would make another run in the third quarter, right? Landry Shamet keeps them at bay.
But here's Shamet for three, rising with the pass. And Landry Shamet with his second tray in the game. McConnell with a dish. Shamet with 11. Here's Shamet with another one, knocking out a three. His third three. Landry Shamet multiple games with three or more threes. And he adds to that list tonight. Here's Shamet dribbling, driving, and getting it. He faked in the corner and kept it, showing some nice athleticism on the drive. Shamet with 18.
Shamet with 18, and he's raining threes. But this night, besides Corey Brewer and Shamet and the demolition of the Rockets, really was yet another showcase on how dominant the big man can be. Take a listen of this, because we're going to end the playback with Embiid's final points of the game. He finishes with 32, 14 rebounds.
TJ McConnell to Joe. Joe fakes, drives it in the lane, throws up an off-balance shot. Oh, man. He threw it up backward and then tapped in his own miss. That's incredible to see a man of that size pull that off. It was like he was shooting on a Nerf hoop. Embiid now with 32.
How about it? Like he was shooting on a Nerf hoop. Joel Embiid. Andrew playing the song. We'll come back. Your phone calls ahead. 610-632-0975. Hey, don't you miss this? Come on, be real. I know you're frustrated.
I miss them winning.
Let it play, Andrew.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.